So Be'ezer Hashem, we left off in the middle of the sugyas of Kos Pogum, the halachos of Kos Pogum. We're in the middle of Simin Kuf Pei Beis Siv Dalet. So we're discussing what Kos qualifies as a Kos Pogum and what to do if one has a Kos that's Pogum. To review what we had seen yesterday, is that there are two things, according to Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Yutes on page Pei Zayin, that could make a kos pogum. One is that a person could drink directly from the kos, and that makes a pogum. Or if the kos has been emptied from the majority of its contents, or even less than the majority, a significant amount of its contents, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Yutes also says that that makes the kos pogum, and no longer should be used l'chatchila for mitzvah. After the shiur yesterday, Rabbi Yamin suggested something nice. He said this could be a justification for the a very fashionable new idea, and that is that you have the kos, and then you have the smaller cups where you pour in, and then there are spouts that go into all the small kosas. So we were talking that normally when a baal bais makes kiddush, so if he's going to drink from the kos, according to those, we're going to see it again. Mishnah Berurah is going to make reference to it again. We make reference to that not only is there an inyan that when you make Kiddush, the kos should be pogum, or when you do Berachas HaMazon, the kos shouldn't be pogum, but also prior to drinking, the kos shouldn't be pogum. So the Baal HaBayis now drinks it, so now when he gives it to his wife and children, l'chatchila, to drink from the kos shel bracha, they're drinking the kos pogum. So we suggested last night to pour that the Baal HaBayis therefore pours off to himself into his table glass, and then the kos wouldn't be pogum. But we, as we were reviewing afterwards in the shir, we pointed out, but if he pours out a lot, so then mamela, the kos is going to become pogum as well, because the majority of its contents are going to, as Mishnah Berurah says, of cutting a test. So Rabbi Yonah pointed out, now we know why Klal Yisrael now has been enamored with this same contraption. The only other Eitza is if he has a very large kos, so then you could still pour off quite a bit and give to others, and still at the same time, every kos being not pogum. So kos shel mitzvah, if you will, if it's very large, so then it retains its non-pogum status. You pull off to small cups, you don't need a shear anymore. So those are not pogum if you fill it up in its majority. So then that would be the other eight. But that would be, it's an interesting problem that we have, and maybe that's why this solution does have some merit. Where we're up to in Siv Dalet is, Hayekosas ha-mesubim pigubim, tzarech loseis mikos ha-bracha letocham. If the kosos of those who are Mesubim. So last night somebody mentioned that what they do is they simply make Kiddush and they give out the kos with wine that's been previously poured in. In other words, you have the kosher Kiddush and then you have everybody else. You prepare beforehand cups with wine in it. So if they're just going to drink the cups with wine, and the kos that was kosher mitzvah did not have was not poured into them, so they're really not drinking from the kos shel bracha. So that wouldn't be l'chatchila. So the Mechaber over here says that the best thing is to pour into other kosos, and even if those kosos were pogum, if you pour from the kos shel mitzvah, so then it makes it no longer pogum. So im ha'yikosim ha'sum and pegubim, so achlaseis im kos ha'bracha l'socham, v'yesh mishomer she'ein etzach. So there's a discussion of whether you need to pour it in or not. What is that discussion? So that's actually, according to Mishnah Berurah, a very fundamental discussion. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Hei says, the Svir Lei, the second opinion holds, Lo Kaptinun Al Kos Pogum, El Al Mevarech V'Lo Al Mesubin. So that's a fascinating question. Is there a problem of Kos Pogum for the Mesubin? So I mentioned to you that L'chatchila, we're Choshesh, that there's an any of Kos Pogum even for the Mesubin. That's the first Deya over here in the Mechaber, and one should try to follow that shita. Sif Hei. This comes up in the Eisenstein home. We do this every Sif Hei, every Matzai Shabbos. Im hichzir yayin shel kos pogum lekankan hayayin shebekankan kosher. So what happens is that Havdalah, usually on Shabbos, you know, there are people who are interested in finishing up the grape juice. By Havdalah, so after the Baal Bayis drinks whatever he needs to drink from the kos, there often aren't a lot of people that are interested in drinking. So now what do you do with leftovers of the kos. So the halacha is that you're allowed to pour it back into the kankan. Mishum the kama bottle. Every drop that falls into the bottle is bottle. Amongst my ancestors, what I saw was that they would even add a little bit first from the bottle into the cup, and then the kos, and then put it back in. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Chav Zayin. He says, "V'dafke b'diavol nutchil asolasus kein v'lechei nogim lahosef alam mitchilim atme akankan obezem mesukan." So the minhag is, even though it's not the pashas of Shulchan Aruch, the pashas of Shulchan Aruch is kama kama bottle. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are achronim that disagree, magen Avram, magen Gibarim, that you don't say kama kama bottle. So what you do is you pour off a little from the bottle into the kos that's already been used, and then you have that tziruf that it's now a new hischadshus. What I saw was that they only poured off a little. They didn't make sure that there was rov from the new wine into the kos. They just poured off a little, and then they poured that back into the wine. What's the reason? So Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted over here in the Dirshu as saying that we say ein mevatlin es lechatchila. So this halach of kama kama bottle, you could ask, why don't we say ein mevatlin es lechatchila? Hence we have this custom. Sivvav, yichol nsakin kos pogam al yidei sheyusifu ma'at yayin, v'afil al yidei sheyusifu la'mayim miskan. So here, to fix a kos pogam, all you need to do me'ikur d'dina is add a little bit of wine. And that's what we mentioned earlier in Sif Dalad, that the kosos have pegumin of the mesubin were pegumin, so then you added just a little bit of wine, and that's enough. And the chiddush over here is that not only do you have to add wine, but if you simply add water, that would be acceptable as well. Now all this, the Mechaber concludes, this entire siman, that all this entire siman is only the chatchila. B'shas hatchak mevorchen al kos pogum, that really, b'shas hatchak, one can make a bracha on a coast that is pogum. In other words, if you're stuck, if there's no other wine, so then in such a case, you should make a duam kas pogum. Simen kuf pe gimel. Koshel bracha. Ton adocha mi bifnim mushtifa mi bachutz. The koshel bracha should be washed on the inside and on the outside as well. What's the difference between the term hadocha and shtifa? So they quote in the name of Leket Yosher that hadocha is a more rigorous cleaning than shtifa. Shtifa is more superficial, and of course, on the inside it requires more cleaning. And if it's clean and there's no shiari kosos, so then in such a case there's no need to clean. Siv beis yiten ayayin l'socho chai. The wine that's put into the cup should be raw wine. Once upon a time, the wine was very, very strong, so that's called yayin chai. And they would dilute it. So very interesting halacha that the wine that's put in Chazal and the previous Doros, when they davened, they lived their tefillas. For example, I'll give you an example. In Shulchan Aruch, they describe Birchas HaShachar is that when you do all of these things, you make the Birchas HaShachar. When you would hear the Kruz Doros, then you would say, Amitzadei Gavar, etc., etc. You would pass by a goy, you would say, Shalo Asani Goy. That's how it's brought down in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, and so on. Because of different limitations that we have, we say all the Birchas HaShachar in one full swoop. Another example of that, where they live the brachos, is this halacha, that when you have the koshel bracha that you're benching on, they would start off with raw wine, achimagila Birchas HaAretz, until they reach the bracha of Va'ala Kol, the Oz Mozgu, and then they would dilute it, Lohodiya Shevach HaAretz, to show how strong the wine of Eretz Yisrael is. So that's what they would do. They would do it in this order. They would first have the wine raw, chai, strong, and then they would dilute it as was done in those days. The Rama says, V'yeshom d'mayayin eino chazak en tzarech l'mozgo. As we mentioned already in the past, the Rama did not have a strong wine, as well as the wine wasn't very accessible for the Rama. Remember, Rabbi Yosef Karo was in Eretz Yisrael, and the Rama was in Poland. So they would take it out immediately from the barrel of Shem Bracha, and they would drink it immediately in the same state that it was in the barrel. It doesn't have to come directly from a chavis, it could come from a pitcher as well. Concludes the Ramah, Yimalenu Shemole al Kogi Didosav. This is a well known saying, and that is that the Kol Shel Bracha should spill over like the Bracha should spill over. Now, it doesn't really say to spill over, which is interesting. Shemole al Kogi Didosav. It should be full through all of its sides. So Mishnah Berurah says, if Katan Tes, I remember that there were Hasidim that were definitely Makbid on this to when they fill up the coast, that the coast would even spill over. So Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes says, V'afshe Rog Lishfach Ktsas Al Yidei Zela Aretz. Even if it spills over a little bit for to the ground, V'yei Shem Mal Noso Kokach Mitamze, V'afil Achi Shem Malei Elav. Some people don't, aren't, if you will, quote-unquote, so Hasidish, and they just fill it up until towards the top. Rav Nevin Tzal Shlita told me that Rav Shlomo Zalman was opposed to pouring it over the top. He thought it was just simply a question of Baal Tashchis, and he was against that custom. And they add something over here that Rav Nevin Tzal did not tell me, and that's in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and that is that the Gemara in Brachos Nun Beis on Beis, Rav Shlomo Zalman brought a riot to his Yisod. That is nitzotzos achrei hakos lo shchichi. The Gemara says it's not common to have nitzotzos, which means things that spill out, a little bit of liquid, that's not common to have behind the kos. So it must be that it wasn't common for them to spill, so it's now common today for people to spill over. Rav Shlomo Zalman had a kasha on. V'dad, continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes, demali hu rak l'mitzvos l'chatchil v'ein ma'akev, it's not ma'akev, achim yesh b'yayin shir revias. If there's a shirvias, then it doesn't even need to be malay. It's a din l'chatchila, but it's not ma'atev. Tzarech lachzor, back into the mechabit, tzarech lachzor achar kos sholem. You should try to have a kos that's complete. Dalid, mekablo b'shtei yadu, kushemascha levarech notlo b'yamin, v'lo yisayeh b'smol. You start with picking it up with both hands. If someone is giving it to you, you're mekablo with two hands. The Taz writes in Sifkat and Yubayz in the Mishnah Berurah that the reason is to show the chavivus of the mitzvah, but then you hold in one hand, shelo yirna alav kemasoi, and you hold it in your right hand. So what's the story with someone who is a lefty? What's the story with someone who's a lefty? So this is a fascinating question in general, in terms of whenever the halacha requires the right. There are sometimes halacha requires the right because the right is the stronger hand of the person. So then in such a case, then you would say that that applies also to a lefty, that his left hand is the stronger of the hands. Or do you say no, that there are times where it's not a question of the heart, the strongest hand, but rather it's about the chashivus of the objective chashivus of the mitzvah. And there, when it comes to the objective chashivus of the mitzvah, then in such a case we say that the right is the one that is more chashiv. So, for example, when it comes to hilchos lulav, there's a machlokas haposkim, whether by lulav a lefty is supposed to have the lulav in his right and the esrog in his left, or the vice versa, he's supposed to have the lulav in his left. If I'm not mistaken, the Ramah paskins that the lulav for a lefty is supposed to be in his left, and the esrog in his right. So that's, in other instances, we don't say that. In other instances, we don't say like this Ramah, that even the Ramah himself would say that you go after the objective chashivus. So that's a fascinating question. I did not see anybody discuss this. Let's just conclude the Ramah. V'ayinu dafka shotiga small bekos. This that we said that he's supposed to hold in his right and not in his left, that's with the condition that the left hand shouldn't touch the kos. Avol nasa small tachasayimin l'sayim mutter. But if it's there to help the other one, the other hand hold it up, then in such a case, it would be permissible. Okay, we'll stop over here. Oh, see, I was looking for Iter and Iter.